The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Dressed. It's your host, Liv Perez. Today's episode is with a guest that is truly a bucket list guest for me. She's someone who I obviously think is just so cool and so impossibly chic. Her wardrobe is insane. I even saw her at a wedding this weekend and she just looked so perfectly good. But she's also quite literally the stylist to the stars. She styles everybody from Jennifer Lawrence to Adele, Nicole Richie, Jeremy Allen White, my personal favorite, and so many more. And every time I see one of her looks, I know that it's going to be instantly on the Vogue Best Dress list and create so many trends to come. I loved getting to sit down with her today and talk all about what it's really like sitting in a styling session. You guys know me, I love to talk about finding ways to understand your personal style, and she had so many great tips in that realm while also kind of infusing her own creativity and innovation with her own clients. We also, of course, talk about the incredible Jennifer Lawrence style revamp over the last year or so. We also talk about some of her favorite emerging designers that are coming up and so much more. I know you guys are going to love this episode. It was so much fun to record. So let's go get dressed with Jamie Mizrahi. Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you on the show. I've wanted to have you on for a long time. You're a bucket list guest for me.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
It is absolutely true. How are you? What's going on today?
Just moving into an office, getting organized.
Wow.
I'm redoing my home office. So we're moving into a temporary space, but it's always fun to move.
Yeah, probably. I love moving because it helps me to just like reassess my life.
And to throw out everything.
Everything. Like There was something that I put on my Instagram today. I don't know if you saw Kate Hudson on TikTok, but the funniest TikTok up, I was dying. She was just like, I love stuff. I love martini glasses. I love,
she does love stuff.
I love beauty products. I love fabric. I love wallpaper. I buy all this stuff. And like, she's going on for like at least a minute. And then she's like, and then one day I wake up and I want to fucking get rid of it all. And that was the TikTok. And I was like, yes, couldn't relate.
She does love stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I want to talk about your personal style a little bit, because Let's Get Dressed is really all about getting to like what I like to call is our fashion core and figuring out who we are and understanding how to feel our best every day. And as someone whose job it is to make other people look good, I'm curious what your ethos is every day when you're getting dressed. Like, what are you putting on in the morning that just makes you feel good? And you're like, okay, I can do whatever this day throws at me.
I'm now a creature to like some version of a uniform, just because I don't really have time, more because of my kids than because of my job. In the morning, it's just like I'm trying to get two other people dressed. I'm trying to get them fed. I'm trying to get them out the door, that I literally just grab for the same things. I kind of work in like, for 2 months, I will wear the same thing like every day. And then the weather will change a bit. I'll get a few new things and I'll be like, okay, this is my new way of dressing now.
I am that person who, like, I get something new and I wear it to death.
Mm-hmm. That's me too.
To death. I got a pair of
I've worn these red corduroys every day for the last like 2 weeks. And I'm not someone who is bummed about rewearing. I actually love rewearing things.
Agree. I actually get a little overwhelmed when I have too much in my closet and I feel like I'm not wearing everything. That's something that bothers me. I like to get the best use out of my closet.
I agree.
Are you wearing a pink button down?
I'm wearing a pink button down.
Okay. So I knew you'd be the best episode, but something I feel like I've been seeing everywhere is this like light pink red.
This is actually Charvet. Do you know Charvet?
I don't.
In Paris.
I don't. Tell me more.
They make very nice dress shirts for men and women. And that's what this is.
Love. But I've been seeing the like bubblegum kind of light pink red color combo everywhere lately. I think it's going to be a thing.
I think maybe it already is a thing. I don't know. But I do have a lot of black sweaters. I have a lot of corduroys. I have a lot of wide leg jeans, button downs. And I kind of like, currently that's my uniform. It's the kind of thing where if you're going to a meeting, or if you're running around, or if you're going to dinner after, or you like look dressed enough. And then I always kind of wear like Asics or a slide or something comfortable. Never a heel. Never, ever, ever. Barely a heel at night.
Wow. Okay. So what is your go-to shoe that feels elevated to take you from day to night? Because I struggle with that.
Like a point. I have these pointy toe ballet flats actually from the Row that I have in like four different colors. I have like a black satin. I have a black leather. I have a brown leather, and I wear them with dresses or tights and skirts or jeans, and they kind of feel a little more elevated and wear during the day or wear at night.
I love that because I have such a hard time kind of finding those, especially because I lived in New York for 10 years and then moved back here during COVID. I was such a sneakerhead that I had a really hard time finding great everyday shoes that I felt like weren't maybe a loafer that didn't feel as chunky or a sneaker. So I love a pointed toe shoe. And I often say
they also elongate your legs.
They make me look taller.
Toe shoe.
Totally. Yeah. I also say often if something works for you and you love it, buy it in every color. And sometimes people look at me like they're crazy, but I'm like, if you find that thing that like fits your body really well, go to town on it. Like have it for all the things.
I feel the same way. I like to beat things down, like to really destroy them.
You're like, yes, I'm wearing this thing to death. If I love something in my closet, I am wearing it every single day. It makes me feel good. Yep. I know it works. You just did an excellent collaboration with Seven for All Mankind, and I loved it because I felt like it was like every person's dream everyday basics. If there was one piece that you think everybody should have in their closet for just like seamless, elevated, everyday dressing, what is it?
A white button-down?
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Because it works with everything. You can wear it open. You can wear it closed over a t-shirt, with jeans, with a skirt, over a dress, under a dress. I just think like a white, if you look in my closet, I have like 10 white button-downs. And the 7 button-down is really great because you can buy it in your size or you can buy it a bit oversized and wear it kind of rolled up, open, kind of more casual.
I wore it to our dinner. I loved it. Is there a piece in your closet that you think of and you're like, thank God I bought this piece. It was so expensive. It was my investment piece. Like, thank God I have it. I've gotten so much use out of it.
Yeah, there's a black coat that I have that I feel that way about. There's this black leather Loewe coat that I like wear all the time.
If I had a black leather Loewe coat, I'd probably wear it in the peak of summer too.
I wear it all the time. Yeah. I wear it inside. It's like light. Yeah. It's easy. It's like, I think of price per wear, which I really believe in.
Girl math.
And it would be like a dollar.
Anytime I'm buying something, I'm like, I'm going to divide this by 365 times 12 because I'm going to wear it every day for the next 12 years. And that makes perfect sense. Like,
totally. I believe that. I'd rather have 5 amazing coats than like 25. Coats.
Yes. That's the ethos and like thing I'm taking into the week is I'm like in the midst of cleaning out my closet and really feeling like I'm in that phase of getting rid of a lot of stuff that I haven't.
You sometimes need a friend or someone to help.
Just to like a sounding board?
Yeah.
To be like, girl, that's really ugly. You're never wearing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to be like, because I make excuses if I'm looking at something. I'm like, what if I have a Western theme party like the summer? And someone's like, you're going to buy something else for the Western theme party. I'm like, but will I? Like,
yep. That's really the truth. It's like, if you have something, 90% of the time, you're like, but I want something new. I want to feel good. Like, I want to be excited
totally.
About it.
Or if you end up wanting something like it, I'm like, what if it comes back around? Then someone's like, then you'll get the new version. Unless it's a really great vintage piece that you actually collect and wear. And like, I have certain pieces like that where I'm like, I would never sell this. But then there's other pieces where I'm like, I don't need to hold on to this.
Yeah. The vintage archive collection is a different story. I always say if you haven't worn something in a year, get rid of it. Because if you haven't worn it through all the seasons or all the like quote unquote functions you would have, it just shouldn't be there anymore. Give it a new home.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we continue the conversation, a quick word from today's sponsor, Posh Peanut. While I am not yet a mom, I am always on the hunt for cute baby clothes since I have 3 nieces now and a nephew. I can't get enough of it. It's truly an addiction. And all I ever want to do is buy them adorable baby clothes. But Honestly, it can be really challenging finding something for your kids or for your friends' kids to wear that is both parent approved and kid approved, which is why you guys need to check out Posh Peanut. Posh Peanut makes thoughtfully crafted, beautiful, and stylish clothing for kids and families, designed in-house from beautiful florals to your favorite brands such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, and Barbie. Their pieces are made with ridiculously soft viscose from bamboo that stays soft even after you wash them over and over and over again. And their high-quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton, so it grows with your child. I feel like I have so many friends that tell me they are often getting new clothes so frequently because their babies are obviously growing, so I love that that's a part of their fabric. It's also breathable and chemical-free, which means they're delicate on all of your baby's sensitive skin. Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizing for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and also adored by all of your favorite celebrities and influencers. We can't say their names, but if you know, you know. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code LGD. So go to poshpeanut.com/LGD and use the promo code LGD for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/LGD, promo code LGD. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so I want to go back to the beginning of your career. How did you get into styling to begin with?
I knew I wanted to work in fashion. I always worked in retail and I went to school in DC. And I would always work at fashion brands over the summer, or I worked at Scoop. I worked at Intermix.
Oh my God. The like floor. The iconic like New York.
Loved clothes and working with people and getting them dressed and helping people get dressed. And then I worked one summer at this place, Albright Fashion Library, which was a rental. Do you know it?
Yes. It's God. That place I discovered in college. I was just really getting into like amazing archival fashion. And I remember walking in there. And what was her name? Who ran it?
Patricia.
Oh my God. Yeah. She was such a personality. And I was like a 22-year-old trying to figure it out. And she like convinced me to rent this like insane Erdem dress that I could not afford, but I needed it for an event. And that place to me is like a just like a hidden gem of the world. Like there's just so much fashion history in there. It's literally like rows and rows and rows of just iconic fashion.
Totally.
What a fun place to work. Oh my God.
Well, it was a fun place to work because it's where I discovered what the business of styling was. You know, stylists would come in and they would pull clothes for projects, for commercials, for editorials, for red carpets. And I was kind of like, oh, this is interesting. And you got to kind of see all the different projects that people would work on. And it was really more obviously archive clothing and things that had already you'd seen on the runway. So it wasn't the new stuff, but it was amazing just to learn the history of everything. And everyone in there really like knew what the pieces were, what collection they came from. And it kind of just helped me educate myself. And then it was there that I met a bunch of stylists and ended up working for some editorial stylists in New York. And then I went and worked at Vogue magazine because I thought I needed a desk job. And then I was like,
nope,
a desk job is not for me. Yeah. And then I moved out to LA because I met my now husband. And the only type of styling that was out here was celebrity styling. There was no editorial and there weren't really fashion brands out here at the time. So I assisted some celebrity stylists, Petra Flannery, Simone Harouche, who became my business partner in our undergarment brand. And then I ended up working for this woman, Cassandra Gray, whose husband was the head of Paramount, who now has Violet Gray. But at the time, she had a styling studio, or we created a styling studio where she would bring in stars who had movies in Paramount and who wanted help with their closets or shopping or with red carpet. And it was there that I met Ava Mendez, who ultimately I went to design school. I left Violet Gray because they were going into beauty. And I went to design school, and then Ava called me and was like, I'm about to do this movie, Place Beyond the Pines. Will you style me for it? And I was like, okay.
Wow. Casual.
And then I got an agent, and then things just slowly, one thing kind of led to another, and you just like get projects that lead to other projects, and it's still going.
It's still going. We're still on the train.
We're still on the train, I guess.
I think what's so interesting thinking about styling today is, and I have a lot of people on Instagram who will say to me, like, what's something that you think I really need to investigate or excel at to be in fashion? Like, what's a skill set you think I should work on? And something I often bring up is how important archival fashion and fashion history is to where we're at today. Like, I think of so much archival that we're seeing on red carpets. I think of just how important it is to understand, like, context and history of certain pieces and, like, what we're seeing in fashion and how directly correlated it is to fashion history. And it's so cool that you were at Albright, because I feel like that probably set you up for such a, like, immense knowledge that is so specific to only you that a lot of other people don't have.
I think the history of it is what's so interesting. And I find a lot of stylists now, especially currently, are either recreating gowns from the past that are iconic to brands, or working with vintage and kind of appreciating clothes that aren't necessarily new on the runway, because there are so many events and there are so many red carpets and things that people need to be dressed for. And I think it's pretty limiting if you only can choose from the current collections that are out, because there's not actually, I mean, there's a lot of clothes available to everyone, of course, but I think that a lot of times there's one sample of things and it's being worn by someone else to a premiere. And it's nice to dive into archives and things that have had a longer story and kind of celebrate them. I also think it's the eco component of recycling and just kind of repurposing things.
I would love to hear about your creative process, because you're someone who I would just love to be a fly on the wall during one of your styling sessions and just understand what that's like. You style everyone from Jennifer Lawrence to Adele, Katy Perry, Nicole Richie. Talk me through what a kind of styling session looks like. How are you walking into the room and saying, okay, I know your style, I understand the things that, like, you will and won't do, but also as the pro, I'm sure that you have a vision that you know would be executed really well. What's that balance?
I think at this point with everyone I work with, we've kind of worked together for a pretty long time, or at least have an understanding of what is comfortable, what types of silhouettes and body parts and colors and designers and brands and kind of how everyone likes to dress. And I think that that's the most important part. Obviously, a first fitting is with someone ever, you're trying to just, like, understand how they get dressed. And I think now that I've worked with, like, Riley for probably over 10 years now, Nicole for probably the same thing, I know what they gravitate towards. I know what types of colors, I know what types of silhouettes, I know what things that they won't wear. And then there's always a little push where I bring something in, where me and Nicole just had a fitting the other day and I brought, like, the things I knew she'd love. And we're always, I text with all my clients because I try not to pull too many things or waste anyone's time. So I kind of work in tandem with my pulling with my clients, kind of sending photos and just being like, can you heart this? Which is, like, my favorite feature in texting, because I will send, like, 30 images and I'll just, like, see 5 hearts and I'll be like, done. Those 5 things will be at our fitting. So doing that is really helpful. And then I'll throw in some things that I think would look really good, but may have to push a client into it or into understanding it. So there was this, like, outfit that I loved that I said to Nicole, just try it, just try it. She's like, I won't wear that, I won't wear that. And then she put it on and we pinned it and tailored it and put on tights with it. And like, we kind of did the thing and she was like, oh, I love, like, it. Sometimes things on a rack, you need someone else to kind of paint the picture and tell the story in order to be open to pushing your boundaries a bit.
I love that. I'm sure you were sitting in the corner being like, I told you so.
Oh, yeah, I'll say it. I'll be like, I told you.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she has ideas and, like, brings it, you know what I mean? Like, it just everyone has their comfort zones and everyone is able to be pushed out so much. And sometimes you need to know how hard you can push someone or not.
I mentioned in the beginning of this episode that something I get really excited to talk about is helping someone kind of find their fashion essence and understanding what their personal style is. I think in today's world where social media is, like, a part of our everyday lives, I've noticed this trend where I'll go out sometimes and I'll see everybody in, like, different versions of the same thing. And I feel like it's really easy for everybody to just say, oh, I want to be stylish and I see this person on Instagram and I'm going to buy those exact things and that's what I'm going to wear, instead of actually taking the time to figure out what their style is and what feels good. Obviously, you do this with so many people. Even this Nicole story is epic in just pushing someone out of their comfort zone. What do you think is kind of the key to understanding that? Like, what would you recommend someone who's listening right now who's struggling with that? What would you recommend they do?
I think I'd recommend, I mean, Pinterest to me is like the greatest gift of all time, and the internet and being out on the street in New York, walking around and it's kind of looking to what other people are wearing and doing and picking little pieces. I think even from the runway, if you're like, oh, I like that idea of wearing a thick headband or a sheer tight or a red tight, and you just kind of pull little things you like and work them into your kind of regular uniform or what you're already comfortable wearing.
I feel like something that helped me a lot also was understanding like what proportions work for me. Like mm-hmm, there were so many things. Sure. I think Pinterest is like the great starting point of figuring out what your aesthetic is. But there were so many times, and I feel like this was me in college, where I'd go on Pinterest and be like, I want to look like that. And I'd go and like buy totally. The things and put it on and be like, oh, I'm 5'4". I'm not that 6'1" model. I need to figure out how to understand, like, my legs are really long, my torso is short. Okay. If I'm wearing, you know, high-waisted pants, throw on a little belt to give me a little bit more height. Like, understanding those things also in my body, I think, helped me kind of figure out what my day-to-day look is.
Yep. And I think in Pinterest, having a board where you're constantly kind of updating it. Sometimes when I'm sitting in my closet and I can't think, I'll pull up my Pinterest and be like, okay, I'll wear something like that. What I love about Pinterest is if you have something you like, you click on it and you go down. And
there's so many more.
Similar. Yeah.
That's the best. That's the
best
feature.
And I'm constantly updating my Pinterest where I'm like, oh, I want to wear my scarf like that. Or I want, like, I'll in movies, when I'm watching old movies, I'll take pictures and put it in my phone and be like, I like that.
That's cool. I love
that. So just pulling from everything.
Yeah. And keep updating it. Should be like a monthly practice almost.
Totally.
Yeah.
I could say any house I've ever seen in my whole life has a Pinterest board, even if I haven't bought it. Like I like to go into worlds and create what I think it should be. And then sometimes implement it and sometimes just enjoy the pictures.
Love. A world also that I'm obsessed with that I know that you had a big part in building is currently Jennifer Lawrence's closet.
She has a big part in that too.
I want to hear all about this because I think from a fashion lover's perspective, you can see someone in their personal style. I assume that there are some clients that you work with that like have their personal style nailed. You're kind of in there making things a little better. With Jennifer Lawrence, I feel like you gave her, or the two of you worked together on like a full style rebrand. Like, talk to me about what went into that and what the aspiration was.
I think it was pretty organic. I think that she's super curious and interested and surrounds herself with the right things and picks up on things. And it's really a collaborative process where, and it's so fun for both of us. It's definitely fun for me. She obviously looks good in everything and she appreciates it. And she likes to dress up and we're constantly going to each other with ideas and shutting things down and saying, oh, I love that. Let's do that over and over. So it's definitely a collaborative process between the two of us that's constantly being updated. Her Pinterest board that I have for her is like, she's like, oh, I like that. And then I'll see her wear something on the street and I'll be like, oh, I like how you did that. I wouldn't have done it that way. So,
okay, wow. So Jennifer Lawrence props. There's like a lot that she's going for on her own. I love that.
Yeah, it's definitely a really good collaboration between the two of us.
I really just want to like see another moment where I'd like to be a fly on the wall is like see what she's scrolling through and like where she's finding the inspiration. I would die for that.
Yeah. Or we'll be in fittings and I'll like just look at all the clothes and be like, put this on. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then she'll put it on. She'll be like, whoa. And then I'll watch her kind of do it with other things in her closet or be like, I bought this purple belt that I'm obsessed with. And I'm like, and then she'll put it on. I'll be like, oh, I love it. So there's constantly showing each other things and educating each other and surprising each other, which is really fun.
I mean, Jamie, she looks really fucking good. Like, she looks really fucking good.
She's so pretty and talented.
Yeah, but her style, I'm like, did she just wake up one day and be like, I want to be the hottest Upper East Side mom you've ever seen in your life? Like, because I see her on the street and I'm like, oh my God.
She just looks good in everything is the truth.
Insane. And by the way, I believe that because she's so drop dead gorgeous. But insane, yeah. Fun fact, my most viewed story of like the last 365 days was when she walked out onto the street with the Margot bag and the Dalmatian. And I put it up on my stories just like, here's a vibe, guys. Like, look at Jennifer Lawrence just like looking her best self. It got like thousands and thousands and thousands of reshares and views. You know, it's my most shared story. I don't know why.
A lot of places.
It was that good. It was that good.
People love that picture. And I love that picture. That was such a fun day that we didn't realize would be photographed and put everywhere.
Are those all her dogs?
No.
Okay. Which, by the way, I'm obsessed with even more. I was like, those are not hers.
They're none of her dogs. That's really funny.
It's for the vibes.
Can you imagine if those were all her dogs? No, it was a Longines campaign.
Obsessed. I actually, you know what? I could imagine if those were her dogs. I'm not going to lie. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
She walked them all together.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't. She's that cool. And I feel like she would have that many like animals in her house randomly.
Totally. Yeah. She totally could. And she's totally capable and very cool.
I would love to hear a little bit more about where you're at as a stylist right now and your perspective on the industry. I feel like there's so much going on. We've got like new designers at new houses all the time. There's a lot of really exciting designers out there. Is there an emerging designer, someone who has her eye on everything that's exciting you at the moment?
I'm excited about so many designers. I really enjoyed working with this designer, Robert Woon, who created a beautiful gown for Adele for Vegas. He was really fun to work with.
By the way, I have to say that was hands down the best concert I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, did you go?
I did. I went with my fiance. And
when did you go?
It was, and I knew it immediately when she came out, it was Armani.
Oh, okay. Which one? The flower one?
No, it was, when did I go? Did I go in November, October, November, I think I went.
Okay.
But it was beautiful. I was there with Alex, obviously, and I was so excited to see her perform, but even more excited to see her come up from the stage and see what she was wearing because
it's so fun.
That
doing
collaboration,
it
unbelievable. Yeah.
Vegas has been fun. It's really fun to create a new look every weekend.
And she specifically was like, I want black the whole time. Mm-hmm. Love.
That's where we kind of, like, I know where I can push my boundary and I know I can't push it there with the color.
Right.
I was like, can't we just do color?
No.
She's like, nope. I'm like, okay.
Honestly, I love it. The black with the set, it really worked. And she looks so good every weekend.
It's also about the music, you know? Like, she knows who she is as a performer. And what I really respect and learn from is her consistency and how she has such a clear vision, which sometimes I think as creatives, we like get so excited and want to consume everything and do everything. And what I've learned from her is kind of staying in your lane and doing what works for you and what you feel comfortable in is really, it pays off and it's important. And that's what she does, which it's really fun to be a part of with her. So we do that together. It's the same thing where I'm sending photos of sketches and she's saying, should we move that? And I'm like, yeah, maybe we should make that a little longer or shorten the sleeves or do a different fabric there or a belt. And we're kind of, every dress that gets made, we've seen the sketches before, both of us, and they've been signed off on. And we're really careful about having things made that we know we like, not just having a million black dresses made and sent to us.
It's very specific, very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes across for sure. She looks so good. Oh my God, I would see that concert again, I swear, 5 times.
I've seen it so many times and I never get sick of it.
No.
I literally could see it over and over and over.
There are videos.
It's also different every time because of her gab. And
she's so funny. Why is she so funny?
So funny. She's so funny.
I was singing, for those of you listening who haven't gone and seen it, if you're like an Adele fan and have been since 19, which I was, I knew every song and I was belting and crying. And I, I swear. I thought my fiance was just going to like leave the auditorium really silently and I was going to be there alone. It was deeply emotional for me. I was like,
was he embarrassed?
So in it. It was really cute. I think he actually loved it. He was like, really? I loved seeing you just like sing and cry and be so happy and like nothing else mattered, which was fucking cute.
It really is an emotional. And that room is so great.
I actually was thinking about you the other day because I get like easily riled. Like if something's wrong or like an email's wrong or like I have to deal with a lot of things, that's just something that I have to work on in my life is like learning to just be like, okay, we got it. And as I was prepping for this interview, for some weird reason, you came to mind being like, I can't imagine what it's like to be in Jamie's shoes during like the Oscars, the Vegas residency, any red carpet. I'm sure that crises come up. Like, how do you handle a crisis? What's your best tip? Because I'm sure there have been moments where like a zipper breaks or something doesn't fit or something doesn't arrive in time. How are you handling it?
I think just fixing it. I'm not like, just someone get it who done. Likes, just get it done. I don't like to dwell on how this happened, how this happened. It's just, let's just figure it out because no one else is going to figure it out.
I love that. I think that applies to anyone in any position in any job.
Also, we're not saving lives, you know, so nothing is that bad that you can't figure it out and just make it right. Because what's the point otherwise? And then you learn. And then the next time you're like, okay, if the zipper breaks, we should have a tailor there in case, you know, to sew them in, or we should sew them in, or whatever it is. You just, every time you hit something where you're like, ooh, that didn't go right, you know, for the next time to have.
Yeah, you gotta like have
it there.
You gotta have the fuck ups to like realize what you need. You know, it's not always.
Yeah, if I'm on a set and someone's like, I want different nipple pasties, and I'm like, oh, we only have these and these, and they're like, but what about these?
And you're like,
I'll never not have those again.
Yep, exactly.
You just slowly, you just get better every time you have a fitting, every time you're on set, every time you do a music video or a red carpet. You just kind of learn from. At this point, learn from your mistakes, which is hopefully become less and less as time goes on.
And you, I know you're out of your home office. You have just your assistant, right? You guys are like a super nimble team.
Yeah.
Which I love that for you.
It's just the two of us.
I love. It's like not complicated, especially because it's such an intimate job. I feel like you have to keep it that tight.
Yeah. I'm also not like pulling thousands of racks of clothes. I'm being really intentional and specific and keeping it moving.
I know I have a lot of listeners who are either wanting to get in fashion in college and love fashion and probably want to go into the styling world. If you had any piece of advice for someone listening right now who wants to work for a stylist or become one, what would it be?
I think it would be to take any opportunity you have in working with clothes, whether it be retail, whether it be assisting someone, whether it be anyone in the fashion industry, just take the job, learn what you like from it. You're going to take pieces from every little thing. And you never know what opportunities lead to other opportunities. I always just said yes. I would leave trips. I would say no to things I wanted to do and go be an intern on a music video set. I would really just take any opportunity I was given just to be in the room, which I think once you're in the room, observe what's happening, see what people are doing, figure out kind of what you can take away to later use, or you never know who you're going to meet or be connected to, or who's going to need an extra helping hand or to clean out their closet, or there's just, you, everything is from being exposed. I feel like you end up getting more opportunities the more exposed you are.
Completely. I feel like when I was in college and just out of college, I took every random job under the sun.
Totally.
If a designer needed help for 2 hours, like on a Tuesday after class, just like organizing a showroom, I was doing it. I remember I got an internship offer at Teen Vogue and I wanted to be there so badly. I wanted to be in the closet and I wanted to be in fashion so badly. And like that was the thing. But I got the job offer for entertainment. And that was like not my thing. I was like, I'm from LA. I don't want to be in like entertainment, Hollywood, whatever. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it because I want to get my foot in the door. And maybe if I work really hard at this entertainment job, I can put a request in to be moved to fashion and like I can get my dream job. And I did it and I got it. And it was like such an important lesson for me off the bat, because that was one of my first internships, to just always say yes to every opportunity and have your, to just get your foot in the door and have the experience.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Work. If I didn't work in retail, I wouldn't have met certain people. If I didn't work at, I worked at Vogue in events. I didn't want to do events.
Oh my God. No but way. Like working the Met Ball?
No. It was like events for fashion brands and stuff.
Branded. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of exposing yourself and just keep doing things.
Jamie, thank you for coming on. This was so fun. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course. I loved it. I loved hearing more about what you do. Again, I'm such a fan and I love all the looks you style. So it was cool to get a little insight into your mind.
Thank you. And I'm a fan of yours and I can't wait to see your wedding dress.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.